From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. On today's program, it's all about strings. And we'll begin with music of Johannes Brahms. We'll hear his first string sextet in B-flat major, Opus 18. The work was composed in 1860 and premiered in Hanover that year, with an ensemble led by Josef Joachim. It was published in 1862 by the firm of Fritz Simrach. It's in four movements: Allegro ma non troppo, Andante ma moderato, Scherzo allegro molto, and Rondo, poco allegretto e grazioso, respectively. We have an historic performance recorded in 1953, featuring six of the world's leading classical musicians at that time, and even to this day, all of them are still held in very high regard, and deservedly so. Violinists Isaac Stern and Alexander Schneider, violists Milton Katims and Milton Thomas, and cellists Pablo Casals and Madeline Foley.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The first string sextet in B-flat major, opus 18, of Johannes Brahms. Featuring Isaac Stern and Alexander Schneider, violins, Milton Katims and Milton Thomas, violas, and Pablo Casals and Madeline Foley, cellos. An historic 1953 recording, released as an LP by Philips, the album Brahms, Sextet No. 1. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about Classics and Beyond by visiting our website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. From there, you can view detailed program playlists, and you can also stream full-length episodes. Again, that's qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you would like the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for Classics and Beyond Program 1923. As promised, we'll continue on in a string-oriented vein. As we turn to the English guitarist Steve Hackett. Steve Hackett is best known as the longtime guitarist with Genesis. He replaced Anthony Phillips in that band in the early 70s. But even while with Genesis, Steve maintained a very successful solo career, mainly in the progressive rock arena, but he occasionally released some classical albums. And we'll listen to three selections from one such release. His 1984 release, Momentum, his ninth solo album overall, released that year by Herald Records. Steve reissued it on his own Camino label in 2001 with some bonus material. Most of the tracks are solo classical guitar pieces, but some tracks also feature Steve Hackett on synthesizer and his younger brother John on flute. As I said, we'll hear three selections. First, a piece featuring guitar, keyboards, and flute, Cavalcanti, and then two solo guitar pieces, Portrait of a Brazilian Lady, and Last Rites of Innocence. The guitar artistry of Steve Hackett. Thank you.
Thank you.
trio of selections from the album Momentum, the ninth solo album from longtime Genesis guitarist Steve Hackett. We began with Cavalcanti, then Portrait of a Brazilian Lady, and Last Rites of Innocence. Steve Hackett on classical guitar and synthesizer, John Hackett, flute. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.